Among the many judgment calls news executives are exercising these days, how and when to use the expert consultant. They're non-journalists for the most part, hired to do on-air analysis of complex issues. Since September 11th, the number of experts under contract to news operations has exploded. Television news executives say the experts help them provide more thorough coverage. Media critics say the practice leads to unbalanced journalism. From New York, NPR's Rick Carr reports.
Until last month's terrorist attacks, ABC had one of the smaller rosters of experts in TV news, just half a dozen.
Joining us now from Boston is ABC's aviation analyst, former commercial pilot John Nance. Because, John, I wanted to ask you questions.
Yeah.
First of all, give us a sense, a sort of diary of a plane, if you will. How many people are coming into contact with that plane before it takes off?
A bunch, Diane, a bunch.
Since September 11th, says Amy Antelis, senior vice president of talent and recruitment for ABC News, the network has doubled the ranks of its paid experts, which it calls analysts.
We feel, given what's going on in the news, that we should be looking for people who have expertise in special forces operations, for instance. We have somebody that we've hired who is an expert on financial crimes and can lead us through the financial underpinnings to how terrorists might finance their operations.
The practice of hiring paid consultants started in the 1960s, according to Richard Wald, a former senior vice president of ABC News, who's now a consultant to the network and a professor at Columbia University's School of Journalism. Wald says the number of consultants remained low until the 1980s and 90s, when their ranks grew for two reasons.
One of them was the increasing specialization of all journalism. You have to know more and more about the subject in order to compete with all the competitors, print, broadcast, cable.
Wald says it simply doesn't make economic sense for networks to pay full-time reporters to cover topics or parts of the world that don't regularly generate news, Afghanistan, for instance. So networks hire experts when those topics or places become newsworthy. The second reason, Wald says, is that the growth of 24-hour news operations increased the demand for talking heads. Sources familiar with consultant contracts say the networks pay the pundits retainers from $10,000 or so up to $50,000 or more for figures with recognizable names. In exchange, the networks demand exclusivity, that the experts never appear on competitors' air, and in some cases in no other media at all. Amy Antelis of ABC says exclusive arrangements help the network plan during news crises.
We're on the air a lot more than we usually are, and therefore we do demand that these people, or ask that these people, be available to us for long periods of time.
NPR has paid consultants in the past, but has not demanded exclusivity. Some media critics think the practice of hiring paid consultants makes for bad journalism. Mark Crispin Miller is professor of media studies at New York University. He says a network that's paying an expert to be available is less likely to look for other experts with different points of view. What's more, Miller says, academics in particular face a moral dilemma. If they really believe in what they're teaching, they want as many people as possible to hear about it.
You can see yourself on the one hand as a public intellectual who is willing to give something back for the privilege of tenure and so on. Or on the other hand, you can be a corporate employee. You can help make CNN a little bit more attractive by selling your services to CNN.
Welcome back. I'm in our Fox News map room with Fox News military analyst General George Jawan. As NATO Supreme Commander, he helped plan numerous deployments in Bosnia. He also participated in successful actions in Grenada and Panama.
The kinds of experts networks hire, according to Mark Crispin Miller and other media critics, limit the breadth of coverage.
Well, the primary purpose there is to give the president, the national command authority, a variety of options that when they choose that option, the military will be able to execute.
And most of the consultants networks have hired since September 11th have been experts on military strategy and tactics, counterterrorism, and geopolitics, according to Steve Rendell, an analyst for the liberal media watchdog group Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting. Decision makers at the network say military topics are simply the most newsworthy right now, but Rendell says that presumes military action is the only answer.
They'll hire ex-generals or ex-national security types or ex-foreign policy types who come from a set of former or current policy makers. But they don't likewise hire policy critics.
Other media critics say the practice of hiring experts puts the onus on pundits to say something whenever they're asked, even if there's nothing much to say. Robert Thompson is a professor of media and popular culture at Syracuse University.
You're being paid, this is what you do now, so you come up with something and you create a character and you deliver what's expected. If you're simply an expert that's being called out of the blue, you've got nothing to say, you say you don't want to talk about it.
Thompson's declined exclusive contracts because he has qualms about the practice, even though he says the offers could have nearly doubled his salary. Columbia University's Richard Wald says this is simply the way the media is today. A better educated American public has come to expect expert opinions. Media critics say there's a simple way for viewers to overcome what they call the biases of paid experts. Get your news from a variety of places. Check out foreign news sources and non-mainstream websites. And don't believe anything you hear from a single source. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.